Garage Logic, broadcasting live from the office of the mayor above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake. Featuring the rookie on production, Chris Reavers, vice president of social media, and John Hite in the newsroom. Now, the fireworks commissioner, flashlight king, and keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
Commencing Garage Logic segment number one.
Good afternoon. What a lovely day. 44 degrees? Is that what I just heard from the John Hite newsroom?
You got that right, brah.
Charlie Boone died over the weekend, 88 years old. But truly, you know what he did more? He was of a generation of broadcasters, along with Steve Cannon, who accomplished the same thing here, what I'm about to say. Roger Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, they really developed a sense of place. When you were listening to them, you knew where you were. You were in Minnesota, you were in Minneapolis, you were in St. Paul.
I can grasp what you're saying.
And a lot of radio shows, you can be driving through a town and you might as well be in Phoenix or Omaha or Cleveland or whatever. But they really, really had a sense of place. And when you heard Boone's voice or Roger's voice or Cannon's voice, you knew exactly where you were. Does that make sense?
It does, because I share your I agree with you completely on that.
I called my brother Johnny, who was in the radio business for years, and mm-hmm. he worked with Boone and Erickson.
Okay.
And I said, tell me what I don't know. And he said, you know everything. You've been interviewed by him. I got interviewed by Charlie years ago for a book, and it was wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Just an absolute pro. And my brother was in sales for years.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes that
I think one of the best salesmen we've ever had here, Bernie.
He believes that if Boone and Erickson did not pioneer it, they absolutely popularized the on-air talent actually doing a commercial. And it started with a product called Miracle White Laundry Detergent.
Okay.
And this goes back to prior to Boone and Erickson joining their forces to have their own show, which began in 1961. One would end and the other was beginning. I can't remember if Roger was going off the air and Charlie was coming on the air or vice versa, but they would talk to each other. And this intrigued the people at the Miracle White Laundry Detergent Company. I don't even know if Miracle White Laundry Detergent, get on that. Is that still in business even?
We're finding
I have
out
no
right
idea.
Now. Yeah.
And Miracle White went to these two and said, look, we want both of you to talk about this product. We want you to do it live. Prior to that, according to my brother, if there was talent on the air, so-called talent, it was unlikely they were doing an ad. It was unlikely in 1959 that Charlie Boone was saying, this is Charlie Boone for Haskell's or
yes,
whatever.
Right.
But once they got together and did the Miracle White Laundry Detergent ad, that just revolutionized the way radio advertising took place.
Huh. Well, it paved the way for morons like me to...
I'm honored to be in the same business guys like that we're in. You know what I'm saying? Those guys were consummate pros.
But you know why? It's because this business has a lot of arrogant, large-headed men and women that really take themselves too seriously sometimes. So I know what you're saying.
Well, Boone and Erickson didn't. They were
right. It's nice to
their humor was sophomoric, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, yeah. They could paint an audio picture. And it was fun in the morning because my mom and dad listened to those guys.
Your mom and dad. Look, I'm of the generation that the kitchen radio was locked on WCCO by virtue of all the grease in the kitchen. You couldn't even move the dial.
Yes.
You couldn't, and you'd crowd around it to get the school closings, mm-hmm. for example. Mm-hmm. And Cannon achieved that same sense of place when he was with, right here, what did he call University Avenue? The Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
Broken Hearts, I thought. Was
whatever,
it Broken Hearts?
Whatever. And then, but...
Broken Dreams, yeah.
If you were listening to those guys, you had no doubt where you were. It was an extraordinary gift for them to have been able to create such a sense of place. Now, I wish we could talk to Roger today, but apparently he's only issuing a written statement. And even if he went on the air, I'm sure it would be with his own station. I doubt we could get him, but he issued a written statement.
Okay.
All those guys were the same age. Boone, Erickson, Cannon. I'm forgetting some names of the greats, but they were all of the same age. And that thing was on 37 years.
Wow.
Boone and Erickson was on 37 years. That's also becoming rarer and rarer in radio that someone would actually be on the air that long.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And to maintain success.
And they really... Of course, my brother was always at the business end of it, so he'd be focused on advertising. He said, but they really took the ads seriously. You know, if they advertised for a Miracle White laundry detergent,
which still is available,
they might show up at the factory to see how it was made.
Right.
You know, they took it very seriously.
What about Cannon going to every single Buff and Shine? Or was he just going to go to one?
He would if he would get a free Buff and Shine. I say that lovingly.
Yes, the Boulevard of Broken Dreams is what he called it.
If he got a free Buff and Shine, he'd stop it at each one, you know.
I'll endorse your Buff and Shines, but I'm not going to every one.
In those, right. Johnny told me, and it's in not quite in those words, but I'll endorse it, but I'm not I'll go to one.
Well, see,
but I'm not going to
every one. Take the Cannon approach.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll be glad to do it, but I'm not going to the Christmas party.
But they want him to go to every single one.
Yeah.
Johnny tried to talk him into
it. He's not doing that.
Hey, Johnny, I'll go to your Baldendorf, your Buff and Shine, but I ain't going to every bleeping one of them, okay? I'll go to one.
The other thing I didn't hear mentioned today, but I didn't hear everything, the Boone was a passionate tennis player. Charlie was passionate about tennis, and that probably got mentioned at some point today, but
I didn't know that.
According to my
either.
Brother, he probably played tennis Friday. I mean, he was of clear mind and everything. He had a pulmonary problem, and he must have gone quickly at the age of 88. And the Twin Cities has lost a truly, truly, historically great broadcaster. Roger's still with us. Cannon's gone. Boone's gone. And there are people listening to me right now of a certain age who. Their whole day began with those guys. It stayed on in the kitchen. That's where the radio was.
But see, here's what's different, and I think this is what you're talking about when you say they distinctly, they had a mind. They didn't come here and say...
Well, go ahead. I'm interrupting you.
Well, no, just briefly, they didn't have a morning show where they were saying... the neighbors watered my lawn last night. What do you think? Call me now and let's...
No, they...
They didn't waste... time. It was well thought out, and it was like they were sitting in your back seat or at your kitchen table. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Radio now is so much different than you probably couldn't get away with doing what they did right now, because you'd have program managers and other people saying, you gotta, it's about this, you gotta be,
well,
the
was,
attention span is 2 minutes.
They think of the events in history that they would have been on the air for. Yesterday was the 52nd anniversary of the assassination of JFK.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been on for that. They would have been on September 11th, 2001.
Vietnam era.
They would have been on through the Vietnam era. They would have been on for the moon landing. They would have been on for the Twins in the World Series in 1965, 1987, 1991. They would have been on the air for the death of Hubert Humphrey. They would have been on the air for the historic floods of 1965. They would have been on the air for the historic tornadoes of 1965.
They were on the air for the death of Red Maddock, January 87. They did about a 5-minute deal on him. It was very pleasant. And that's a funny thing too. Is I remember listening to that and like, yeah, Red Maddock. He had that scratchy voice, and it wasn't just. The guy died. They were involved enough that they knew that he played at the Emporium or with Garrison Keillor and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were well attuned to their community. And there came the sense of place. I mean, Boone, I think at one point, was a Aquitanial Commodore. You know, that'd be like a guy being on the air today who took time off to become King Boreas, you know. That kind of thing probably doesn't happen anymore.
Or Vulcanus Rex.
Right.
That's not happening for you, is it?
No, I root for them. They're my guys.
Right, but you know,
that time has come and gone. But God bless Charlie Boone.
Yeah.
Really, really a loss to the radio business.